Dee Dee Weiland has had a wonderful career in bluegrass and singing and teaching singing. She may be just as famous for communicating and educating the art of singing as she is recording. We're going to talk to Dee Dee. She has a brand new album, Urge for Going. Talk to her in the second hour about her brand new album. Such a wonderful conversation. This is going to be a fun treat. I've known of Dee Dee Weiland for, I don't say forever because that makes us sound old, and that's not what I mean to do. But for a long, long time, you're a very well-respected singer-songwriter, and your voice, and everybody knows of your voice, but you now have this CD, Urge for Going. I've not heard it yet, but I'm thrilled to get a chance to sit and talk to you about what you were doing, why it's on... I can't pronounce that.
That's Patuxent Records.
Patuxent.
Yeah, based out of Rockville, Maryland.
Yeah, okay, good. All right.
Yeah.
Well, tell me a little bit about the... First of all, let's bring people up to date about... You've been... You're not a stranger to music. You're not
a stranger
to bluegrass. You've been singing for a long time.
I have.
Yeah.
Just a little background. I started out... I was born and raised in Milwaukee, and I was in a band by the name of Grass Food and Lodging back in the 70s, and we toured regionally and some national traveling. And then I moved to, in 1980, I moved to New York City and formed the band with Tony Trishka and Skyline.
That's, I remember him well.
Yeah.
I know you.
Yeah, but after Skyline, I stopped touring as much, and I eventually ended up in where I am now, which is in the Washington, D.C. area. So I've just been continuing to record. I play in a couple of different bands. I am a voice teacher, and I teach voice. I travel around to music camps around the country and abroad and teach bluegrass vocal styles and bluegrass, and just vocal technique.
Right, and I know you more recently from that. I knew your background,
yeah.
But I also know that different bluegrass festivals and camps and what, that you're always doing the vocal training, which is I play a little bit of banjo, which means I don't care to have to sing.
Yeah.
Because that's a rare that you do that, although
the
vocal part is always something that intrigues me. But so now you've done this album, Urge for Going.
Yes.
And you've got all kinds of great music on here. I see Carter Stanley, I see I don't know Randy Barrett, Don Stover. So you also have Dance in Old Kentucky.
Yeah. That's one of my favorites.
Hank Williams. You have all kinds of great stuff that you're sampling from on here.
Yes, and that's what the music on the CD is. It's just a sampling of some of my favorite songs that I was able to put together. So there's a variety of tunes. There's the Don Stover song, Things in Life. I have Kathy Kallick and Lori Lewis sang on that song with me, and Kathy Fink just did a terrific job on the Frailing Banjo.
She's great. She's so great.
She's great.
I like for people to go see them and tell me when they've had a better time watching instrumentalists. Let's forget about the singing for a minute, but
yes.
I think she and Marcy, the music that they play and the instruments that they play,
sure,
I think are par above anything.
They are amazing.
You just have to watch them and think, wait a minute.
Yes.
They're not just singing. I don't mean just singing, but I mean their instrumentalism is such a high level.
Absolutely. You don't want to miss
No, you don't. And you open the CD up and you have all these. There's Ron Stewart and Chris Luquette, and there's Kathy you already mentioned.
Yeah.
And Lori and Dudley Connell and Fred Frank Sullivan. You have a pretty good selection of Ricky, I just couldn't see his name. I know Ricky Simpkins. Mike Munford.
It's a cavalcade of great musicians.
These are great musicians to help you out. This is an impressive lineup, and I know your vocals are so strong, but I was just asking somebody else about how do you pull all these people in? Of course, you've been around, and they know you, and out of respect, they're gonna join in when you give them the opportunity, but it must be fun to be able to have all these people now say, yeah, we want to be on Dee Dee's album.
Yeah, it's great. Some of these people, the Washington, D.C. area is so rich in bluegrass musicians, so I'm very lucky in that sense that there's a wonderful pool of musicians to draw from. And
so
that's why I was attracted to the area in the first place myself.
Which was always weird to me because you have these And I was once told that it was, I never understood why bluegrass hit so hard in Washington, D.C.
I can tell you that.
Okay, good. Tell me that. Well, I have theories, but I don't have answers.
Yeah, well, you know, back in the 1950s, a mandolin player by the name of Buzz Busby, very well known back in those days, had a TV show. And a lot of people in the D.C. area, and a lot of people watched TV show, and it was very popular. And so he was featuring bluegrass musicians from different parts of the country, and some of those people ended up settling in the D.C. area. You know, they liked it there.
Yeah.
And but really, it dates back to Buzz Busby and his that TV show that he started back in the
50s. You're right. There's so much great, so many great musicians that landed there. Now I know
exactly
what might have been the introduction to it. But
yeah.
So you have all these, you have all that music, and you pull from all these people from all over.
Right. Yeah.
I'm very excited to hear this. I haven't look at this. You got Chris Jones writing notes for you, and Lee Michael, my friend, at WAMU Radio.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
And all these great. How do you select? Of all the music that you've heard and all the music that you've sang and all the music that you've helped people sing, how do you select these tunes?
Well, you know, that is a good question. And I think that many people like myself who are singers find that you have to listen to dozens and dozens and dozens of songs until you find something that really speaks to you. You know, So I'm a collector of songs. You know, I just am always listening. And when I hear something that catches my ear, I'll make a note of it. But it's something that's really got to catch my ear, that really stands out to me somehow. And lyrics mean a lot to me, too. So I have to be able to stand behind the story, even if it's not something I experienced, but metaphorically, you know, something that I can really relate to. And finding a song that works for you, that fits, is like finding a diamond in a rough, in a way. You know, you really have to stay tuned in all the time to hear and listen to a lot of music.
I bet you listen to so much music, and you're listening for that vocal part that, or a lyric that might catch you. You must listen to. I have this discussion with bluegrass musicians often about what other music. The guy that just left here before you, he's got a, and you wouldn't think he would have a Pink Floyd tune on his album, the fellow that just left, but he does.
Yeah.
So everybody listens to all kinds of music because he's a dobro player, and that was interesting to him.
Yes.
So you as a vocalist, you must listen to so many different kinds of music to pull from.
It's been bluegrass for me since the early 70s, and I've listened to it a great deal. Another type of music that I really love is classic country music, too, like from the mid-40s.
you're getting it right on over here.
Yeah, to the classic country music. So I think that some of my music, classic country is kind of blended in to my sound to a certain extent. And I love listening to
I love your voice. I've heard your voice a lot more than you would think. I just haven't had any albums from you in a long time.
Okay.
But I know of your voice, and I know of you have such a great quality, and maybe that's why you teach it, because people want to know what you know and what you can convey to them. But you have a really, I don't want to say a schooled voice, but I can tell when I listen to you that you know what you're doing. You're not just singing because, you know, it's not like a Broadway musical play. I got to sing because you are a trained singer, and you approach it from that way.
Yeah, you know. However,
training your ear.
Right. You know what I say to my students is that vocal technique and all of the training, all of that is really just the purpose of it is to learn it and forget it, because what we want it for is to bridge the gap between what we feel and what we can express.
That's right. That's perfect.
Exactly. And so I never am thinking about technique you know, when I'm singing for fun or otherwise. I, you know, you learn it, and just like everything, you know, if you're a mandolin player with great dexterity, you're not thinking about it anymore. You've got the physical memory.
But you want those tools.
Yeah,
you want them there. You want them there, and then you can express and find the things that you want to say.
Exactly.
I'm so excited. I haven't heard it. I promise you, I'll listen in earnest, and I'll get it into the playlist. But I was so glad Ira Gitlin came to me.
Yeah.
He said, "Do you know Dee Dee Weil?" I said, "Of course I do."
Well, good for Ira.
Ira's
we
a great
all love
guy.
Ira.
Ira's a great guy. He's on the show as often as I can get him to sit down and talk with me.
Oh, that's
he
good.
Said, she has a new CD. And I said, you're kidding. I didn't know this. So this is relatively new.
Yes. In fact, it's a week old.
Okay, good. So I don't feel bad for not having it since it's not only a week old, but it's called Urge for Going.
Yeah.
And you have a website, I bet you.
I do.
Tell people how to find your website.
It's just simply www.ddweiland.com.
Weiland. And are you performing? Uh-huh. Are you out performing behind this a little bit?
I will be.
Okay.
I've been pretty busy in the last couple of months with other things,
okay.
and then with this trade show this week. And
yes.
Then when I get back, I'm going to start. I'm going to do some CD release concerts and stuff.
Good. I would assume Northeast.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's so much music in the Northeast. It always blows my mind. So I go to Grey Fox every year. They bring me up there and let me play around.
Yeah.
I get to record in conversation. I used to broadcast live from there,
and now they
just every year I just say, if you want me, I'll come up, and I go up and I just talk to people, which is great. I love that. I love the Northeast. I love the music in the Northeast. There's so much great string music. It's not bluegrass. Doesn't have to be. It can be old-timey stuff, but there's so much great music up there.
Yes, there is.
I would love to get a chance to see you. You should be at Grey Fox.
I'll talk to
the Marys. Talk to
the Marys.
That's what I call them.
I was going to mention
love
names,
them
so
but
the Marys.
I love them so much. It's just, why do you want me here again? Oh, come back up. I just go up and they treat me like I'm somebody.
Well, you are somebody.
Well, Dee Dee, I've known of you for so long. I can tell you that for an absolute, this is like a special moment for me to get to meet you.
Oh,
because you've always been this name that I knew of and this voice that I heard, and I'm so glad that I had a chance to speak with you.
Thank you very much, and it's so nice to meet you, too.
I'm not a bad guy.
Clearly.
All right.
Clearly you're not.
Thank you. I can't wait to listen to this, and I'll look for you down the road a little bit.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.